This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So an Amish community may have reached coronavirus herd immunity before any other communities. Who had money on the Amish? Who had money on the Amish? I didn't think about that. You know, a lot of us, I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, and so we couldn't go to church. I think it was like 50-person limit, and you have to make reservations and all that, and it's tricky in my position to go to a place of worship, because in Judaism, you have to speak a lot of Hebrew. You do Hebrew, and if I don't know the words, I should, with my father having been Israeli, but if I don't know the words, I pretend. I mouth the words, you know? And, you know, I'm just like making up the words sometimes. And I don't want to do that if I'm like the only one in the room. You know, I like to go when there's like hundreds of people in temples so that nobody can go, okay, you know, who's saying that word wrong? You know, like, litzmaot. Litzmaot isn't a word. Sorry. Hashuvot. Wrong holiday. So anyway, I can't go because I don't want people to, you know, see that I'm wrong. So what happened here is I like to blend. An Amish community in Pennsylvania may have become the first group in the U.S. to achieve herd immunity. The administrator of a medical center in the heart of Lancaster County's New Holland borough is known for the Amish and Mennonite communities, and it estimates that as many as 90% of the religious families have at least one family member infected by the virus. So according to Alan Hoover, an administrator of the parochial medical center, they said, so you would think if COVID was as contagious as they say, it would go through like a tsunami, and it did. Now, Hoover is an administrator to this medical center that caters to the religious community, and it has about 33,000 patients. Now, the Amish and Mennonite groups, they said, according to Fox News, initially complied with stay-at-home orders at the beginning of the pandemic. They did everything they should. They shuttered schoolhouses, they canceled church services, but by late April, they had resumed worship services where they shared communion cups, holy kisses, which is a church greeting among believers. But then I guess the virus tore through the religious enclave. They said it was bad here in the spring, one patient right after another. That's according to Pam Cooper, a physician assistant at the parochial medical center. In late April and early May, the county's positivity rate for COVID-19 tests exceeded 20%. Now, that's according to the nonprofit COVID Act Now. But Hoover said that it's impossible to know the full extent of the virus outbreak, since he estimates that fewer than 10% of patients displaying symptoms consented to being tested. So, again, I told you, this is a big thing that I'm seeing, where I'm talking to somebody online. I'm licensed to 12 states, and I said, look, go get yourself tested, and they're like, nah, I'll pass. I'd like to know if it's the virus or not. So the medical center saw, on average, nearly a dozen infections a day, or around 15% of the patients it serves daily. Then, infections ebbed through the summer, picked up again in the fall. Now cases are far and few between. The center hasn't had a patient present with virus symptoms now in roughly 6 weeks. Now, that community is in the religious neighborhoods of the Amish and the Mennonites. So if they haven't had a patient come in nearly 6 weeks, some people wonder, is that herd immunity? Now, I don't know if I would call it that yet. Because, again, cases have been going down. They're about to go back up. And I don't know about their vaccination, you know, protocols. But Eric Lofgren, an infectious disease epidemiologist at Washington State University, said herd immunity is possible but rare. It would be the first general population in the United States that has done it. Now, some people say you got to have at least 90%. They've been floating 70%, 75%. You really need a lot of people. 30% of the population not getting vaccinated, I don't think is going to be enough for herd immunity. Especially if this virus doesn't give us long-lasting antibodies. So David Dowie, a professor of epidemiology department at Johns Hopkins, Bloomberg School of Public Health, says the key is that there is not essentially a magic number. Previous infections, they say, might not be enough to protect against new variants of the virus, as some experts have warned, just like the Brazilian one. So they said the only true herd immunity that we could bring as a community is for people to be vaccinated. And they're right about this. And I guess the article was originally appeared on New York Post. And guys, I'm torn. Mind you, I'm old school. I think our immune system knows what it's supposed to do. I think the immune system will come up with antibodies, and I think our natural antibody response is going to be some of the strongest. I understand that we now are fighting with man-made products, and I know that makes people nervous. They're like, you know, this is a natural virus. Not entirely. The reason why I'm okay with the whole vaccine process is I don't know if this virus was tinkered with in the Wuhan lab. I don't know if this virus is purely biological in its rawest sense, which means if somebody did dink around with it, then we have to fight fire with fire. See, that's the problem. We have these bugs that are antibiotic resistant. And people are like, why are you making more antibiotics? I'm like, well, because we kind of made that bacteria to begin with. We put ourselves in this position. So I understand us using a man-made product to kill off a virus that's supposed to be naturally occurring. I just don't think it's naturally occurring. I think we housed the virus. I think we tinkered with it. There was a lab leak. There was an accident. I don't think they purposely wanted to. Maybe they were testing it on a small population. I don't know. But I don't think it was supposed to be planned to get this far. I don't believe so. If China comes out as the top world power and owns us later, then maybe. I'm going to be skeptical. But very cool. But looking at small communities and how they reacted is going to be very interesting, especially since the Amish and Mennonites eat pretty well. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us.
That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guide with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason Daniel, who's working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I used to be very, very flirty. Not because I wanted sex or because I wanted to try to up the relationship. I just know that flirting makes people feel good. I want to make people feel good. You know, and I've had some friends and they were ugly. But I would want to make them feel good, get them confidence and say, you know, you look hot today. You look good. You know, look at those pecs. And I would kind of, you know, because I want to make, and I'm not lying. It's just, I want to find something in people to help boost their confidence. And maybe that's why I had so many guy friends growing up, is because guys knew, liked what I had to say. And maybe they thought they had a chance with me. I don't know. But me, I was like, no, we're in the friend zone. You know, I'm a guy. Think of me as a guy. Think of me as a dude. I'm one of you. And they're like, it's hard because you're growing boobies. But so anyway, I've always been flirty, not so much because I want to cheat on my husband or anything like that. I love my husband, and trust me, I know now, you know, being in my late 40s, I'm really not a catch. But I think it makes people, you know, feel good. Like, if I see officers there, you know, and they're kind of standing around, oh, my gosh, you know, I'll just, you know, I'll ask them to, you know, handcuff me and debrief me and frisk me. And, you know, maybe 25 years ago, they'd be like, ma'am. But now, unfortunately, they're like, no, no. So move on, please. You know, we're going to arrest you for indecent exposure and disturbing the peace. So I'm like, all right, all right, all right. Now, do I get flirted with? I used to. I didn't realize it. I always thought it was ugly. I was like, is he flirting? Really? He's flirting with me? My friends are like, he's flirting with me. He's into you. And I'm like, nah, no. Really? And so here I am, married, middle-aged, two kids, and now I'm like, no one's flirting with me anywhere. It sucks. No one's flirting. People like to flirt. The problem is with all the Me Too movement and sexual harassment or what's going on with Cuomo, now a ninth woman is accusing him. The average person out there is like, it's not worth it. Okay? Dr. Dahlia, no. All right? Don't need to make you feel good. Don't need to make you giggle. Okay, you got a husband for that. I'm not going to flirt with you. And that's fine. I'm fine. Corey flirts with me, you know, and it's good. But I miss the flirting. And I didn't realize how much I and other people miss it. Because I think what happens is you get lazy. You wear the muumuus. You quit shaving your legs. You don't nail polish your toes. And then all of a sudden you realize that your husband can leave you anytime. You know, I mean, I'm not the best cook. Well, actually, I'm a better cook now that I, you know, but still, you know, I mean, there's better looking people out there. And then I start to worry and I'm like, oh gosh, you know, is my husband still attracted to me? So you ask your husband, you go, are you still attracted to me? They're like, yeah, let's have sex. I'm like, oh, that's not, I don't believe you. You know, so if somebody else flirts with you, then you're like, okay, I still got it. So I'm being honest, okay? We like to be flirted with. The problem is how do you flirt now? And it'd be legal. And it'd be safe. If it's in the workplace, and that's where a lot of flirting used to happen, that's just off limits. Now, you watch Below Deck. I'm now watching the Below Deck Mediterranean. It's really, really good. I think they're going to Positano now, which is like, that's on my bucket list. But anyway, and oh my gosh, it's sexual harassment all the time. All they do is flirt with each other and grab each other and kiss each other and all that. So it looks like in the Mediterranean, they haven't gotten the memo. But in America, uh-uh, you can't be flirting at work. And what were some of the things we used to do that would work? You know, when I waited tables, well, they would kind of, you know, bang into you or, you know, say you look pretty, or they would, you know, you spilled something and they'd clean something off of you, or they'd ask you out, or they would say a joke, you know, or they'd say a dirty joke and it would make you laugh. I love hearing jokes. You know, dirty jokes are funny. They can't do that anymore. You know, they say with flirting, make eye contact. Well, I forget if it was Starbucks. Wasn't there a company where if you made eye contact too long, it was creepy, and you couldn't do that? That was sexual harassment. So the problem is if you like somebody, you're fine with what they do. But when you don't like somebody, it's creepy. And that person could like you now, and then all of a sudden they get mad at you. 3 months later, uh-uh. No, you did this, you did this, you did this. And you're like, wait a second, you were asking for it. I thought you wanted to go out. I thought you wanted this. I thought, you know, you wanted the... So work, it's hands off. Hands off. But now that things are opening up again, we're going to be dating again. Well, I mean, not we. I'm not. I'm home watching Netflix and my movie with my husband. But you guys are all going to be dating. So how do you get out there and flirt? What is safe now? Well, you know, what's safe? I say, and I think more effective than the eye batting, than the, you know, checking you out. You know, guys will do that. Guys will think they're flirting by looking at your boobs, you know, or checking out your butt. And if sometimes that could work, but if you really want them to like you, that could be a turnoff, because that's kind of creepy. Really, you're just looking at my breasts, really? You know, you're not concentrating on me. So if you are going to flirt, I would say the best thing to do and the safest thing to do is to enhance and cultivate that friendship part. Okay? One thing that women find really, really sexy is knowing that they could be intimate with you, that you're not going to just have sex with them and leave. Now, mind you, there are some Greek god-looking guys out there where it's like, you know what, that's fine, you don't even have to know my name. But for the most part, if there are people out there looking for a relationship because they've been lonely this whole time, they're going to want to know that you guys connect. So if you do know somebody, bring up something that they said to you in the past. One is it shows you listened. See, women will always bring up the past with men. Men hate that. You know, like that NFL. Right? That NFL ref, people go, I don't know if women should be in the NFL because they'll bring up penalties from two seasons ago. Women bring up the past because they listen. They want to show that they're aware that they follow you. Now, a lot of people are like, don't follow me. All right, I don't need you to know what I did a week ago or what I did 2 weeks ago. But if you want to connect with some of us, then, you know, say, look, you know, I remember that, you know, you called the Super Bowl last year and the year before. You're pretty good at that. Somebody said that to me. I'm like, oh, yeah. I'm good at calling Super Bowl winners, yeah. I see, for me, that works. That works, right? Or they're like, you know, I remember you cooked something, you know, a while back, and, you know, you said that you did this. What? How? You're like, really, you listened? You remember? You remember something about me? There was something I did that was worth you remembering? That's pretty dang cool. And you didn't violate any of the Cuomo rules. All right? You didn't do anything inappropriate. You didn't, you know? If I say something funny, laugh. Now, if it's not a good joke, it's not a good joke. But if it is, I don't care if you have food in your teeth, laugh. You know, we want to know that we can please you, that you enjoy our company. If you're too busy looking at other women walking by or you're looking at her boobs, that means you're not really interested in what we're saying. And then build up on that, you know? So I think flirting is not going to be the typical, you know, oh, let me touch your hair or let me, mind you, touching is very important, okay? To get to that next level, you know, there's certain erogenous zones. There's areas where we like to be touched. Neck is a great place and all that, but can't do it at work. Can't do it on a first date, right? The touching won't work. Now, there is a little trick a lot of us, you know, do. Like when we do a hug, right? We do a kiss. How many of you guys have noticed you're starting to get kisses on the cheek? That's something that, you know, we start to do. It's not that we're flirting. It's just, you know, we like you. We want to show that we, you know, that we're close. We want to bond. And it's more than a hug. I don't give everybody a kiss on the cheek, but I give my friends a kiss on the cheek. Now, you have some people where all they want to do is kiss on the lips. All they want to do is kiss. And it's like, and then you got some people, when they hug you, they touch your boobs. And you got to be careful with that. By the way, women, oh my gosh, there are people out there that, okay, women hug from above and then guys hug from below. Hug from below. I start hugging from below because I'm noticing people are touching the boobs. So that's, you know, if you want to protect yourself that way. Because some guys will do that, or some girls will do that. Well, they'll, you know, touch as they, when you go up, They'll touch and then wrap around the waist. No, be careful with that. So I would say the safest sort of flirting is connecting with them, talking about them, a common show that you guys have common values, common ideas, or you could compliment each other. Going, okay, if you don't know how to cook Italian, I can at least cook Italian. But you need to teach me how to make sushi. You know, show that, and then come up with something where you guys can do an activity together. That's, again, it looks benign. And then you could build on that. You know, and then, you know, next topic will be how to kind of start doing the touchy part. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCTALI.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A reasonable doubt is a doubt that is based upon reason and common sense. At the end of this case, we're going to spend a lot of time talking about doubt.
That's defense attorney Eric Nelson in his opening statements in the trial of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin, who's accused of killing George Floyd. Nelson also cautioning the jury about jumping to conclusions. Traffic through the Suez Canal is resuming after a massive container ship was stuck in the vital waterway for almost a week. Suez Canal authorities saying the Ever Given is moving again and is going through the Great Bitter Lake for a technical inspection. Senator Tom Tillis will undergo surgery next week for prostate cancer. The North Carolina Republican releasing a statement saying his cancer was detected relatively early. He's expected to make a full recovery. USA Radio News. The average retail price for a gallon of gasoline moved up a smaller amount this week by 5 cents a gallon for a national average of $2.94 a gallon. Analyst Trilby Lundberg tells USA Radio News this price is the highest since spring of 2019.
This price is 79 cents above what it was 1 year ago. It is up 77 cents since November 20.
Lundberg also saying the price of $2.94 may have topped out for motorists.
What we have is probably a price right now that is near its temporary peak or already at its peak. In fact, we might see some price declines coming up, maybe small ones, in the next few weeks.
Southwest Airlines is buying 100 Boeing 737 MAX planes. The Dallas-based carrier saying on Monday the new agreement converts 70 of its orders for MAX 8 planes to the smaller MAX 7 jets. USA Radio News.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a pharmaceutical company has gotten fined hundreds of millions of euros from a Paris court for manslaughter. Now, this is an interesting case, okay? This is being reported by Fox News, not good. This is crazy. A Paris court handed hundreds of millions of euros in damages and fines to a French pharmaceutical company on Monday for its role in one of the nation's biggest modern health scandals, finding it guilty of manslaughter and other charges for selling a diabetes drug that was blamed for hundreds of deaths. So the ruling capped a judicial marathon targeting Servier Laboratories. It involved more than 6,500 plaintiffs The Paris Tribunal took nearly 3 hours to read out its verdict in full because it was so long. This trial was going over, spread 10 months in 2019 and 2020. 400 lawyers were working the case. And it centered on this diabetes drug called Mediator. Now, Mediator, they said, was... This is a little confusing on how this happened, so I'm just going to read it. They say, Servier was accused of putting profits ahead of patients' welfare by allowing the drug to be widely and irresponsibly prescribed as a diet pill, but it had deadly consequences. Now, my guess is Mediator is a medicine that's supposed to increase sensitivity to insulin and decrease resistance. Servier argued that it didn't know about the drug's dangers. So the court found Servier guilty of manslaughter, involuntary wounding, and aggravated deception, and the firm was acquitted of fraud. So they had a fine of 2.7 million euros, ordered it to pay hundreds of millions of damages that will be shared off by plaintiffs. Damages for aggravated deception alone total nearly 160 million euros, other hefty payments. And there's going to be a 4-year prison sentence and fines to the only surviving executive accused of the involvement, Dr. Jean-Philippe Seda. So a 2010 study said Mediator, the drug, the diabetic drug, was suspected in up to 2,000 deaths, with doctors linking it to heart and lung problems in the 33 years that it was on the market. Some survivors suffered severe health complications requiring heart transplants, other medical procedures after taking the drug as a hunger suppressant. Now, back in 1998, a doctor had flagged concerns, as far back as then, testified that he was bullied into retracting them, facing questions about the drug's side effects from medical authorities in Switzerland, Spain, and Italy. Servier withdrew it from those markets between 1997 and 2004. Now, lawyers for the company argued that the company wasn't aware of the risks associated with Mediator before 2009, and that the company never claimed it was a diet pill. So they argued for acquittal, which is why I think they were acquitted on fraud. They said it took an independent investigation by another worried French doctor before the company suspended sales by 2009. It was never sold in the U.S. The company's CEO and founder, Jacques Servier, was indicted early in the legal process, but he died back in 2014. Now, this is concerning. All right. Let me see if it's called Benfluorex is the generic. It's an anorectic, meaning it doesn't make you hungry, and hypolipidemic, lowering lipids. Structurally related to fenfluramine, which looks like amphetamine. It may improve glycemic control, decrease insulin resistance in people with poorly controlled type 2 diabetes. So, if a pharmaceutical company thinks that they have a weight loss drug, and the weight loss drug will help cure diabetes, it's going to get marketed. The problem is some of these weight loss drugs can cause heart arrhythmias, could cause heart conditions. So back in 2019, French health experts believe that it could have killed anywhere between 500 to 2,000 people. At the time, there were 2,600 plaintiffs, 21 defendants. And so they started the lawsuits then. One study concluded that 500 deaths could be linked to Mediator between 1976 and 2009. A second one put the figure at 2,000, a second study. So I've been asked, why aren't we prescribing more diet pills? If we have an obesity crisis, why are we prescribing more diet pills? It's toughy. So the most effective diet pills, I'm not saying safe, I'm not saying long-term effective, but the most effective short-term diet pills are amphetamine, like fenfluramine. And how it works is when you take speed, you don't feel like eating. You get some energy, you might get some work done, you might concentrate better, you don't think about eating. But a few hours into it, you don't feel so hot. You might get tired. Remember, it's speed. And then after speed, it comes down. When you're on the speed, it could also raise your heart rate. So your body's been functioning quicker, you get exhausted. And one thing I notice about fentermine is after a few weeks, it stops working. Then people came in and said, well, I need more. Now, I didn't prescribe it a lot because I knew it could be, I didn't want to use the term addicted, but I thought that people could become tolerant and dependent on it. And the problem is once it stops working and you can't go higher, I think phentermine comes in 15 and 30 milligrams, then you go off of it. Doesn't make sense for you to keep buying something or causing something that raises your heart rate if it's not going to, you know, help you with your appetite, and then you gain the weight back. So most people I know that used phentermine gain the weight back. So phentermine was probably the most effective for these, you know, young women trying to fit into their bridesmaid dress or their, you know, their wedding dress or for prom. Not that I want kids on it. But when somebody would say, look, I need to lose this weight for good, I was like, you got to go to Weight Watchers. Or you need to join a gym or you need to, because you could only be anorexic, you know, for temporarily before your body's metabolism slows. And once your metabolism slows, that doesn't bounce back up. And if you can't figure out how to keep your weight off now, then what happens when you turn 30 or 40 or 50 or 60? So I haven't been a fan of those medications. There was, I believe, Meridia. Meridia was an appetite suppressant, but it didn't act like Speed. It had a similar sort of pharmaceutical makeup, but I noticed that my patient's blood pressure would rise. I couldn't do it. I can't start causing another health problem for people trying to lose weight. So I stopped using Meridia, and I think that was taken off the market. And then there was the oh, my gosh. What was the one that would make you gas? And, oh, my gosh. It was, it has an X in it. Sorry. And it was also marketed in the stores. It's still out there. Weight loss pill with, yellow stool. Sorry. You would chart in it. And, it would try to block calorie absorption in the gut. It's called Zenical. There it is, Zenical. So Zenical we used to write. Now it's called Ally. It's 60 milligrams. And it's what it does, which is really interesting, is it scares you into not wanting to eat fat, because if you do, you get gas with oily spotting and an urgent need to go potty. So what Orlistat, which is the brand name, does, or Ally or Zenical, Orlistat is the generic name, brand name, Ally or Zenical. What that does is it scares you into, I'm not going to touch anything with fat because I'm going to run to the potty. So, you know, how long does that last? My women didn't like it. Even some of my men, they're like, I can't do that. Not going to work. So I would almost rather, if you're going to put something in your mouth, put a piece of celery in your mouth. You know, put a carrot in your mouth, carrot stick. My lunch today is just going to be vegetables. I got to do what I can to lose weight. You know, and I'm going to exercise. And it's hard because I exercise a lot. You wouldn't know, you know. So I would really be careful of diet pills that are Speed or any of them, to be honest. I'm not a big fan. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. So on Friday, Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson signed legislation that will allow doctors to turn away some patients due to, quote, religious or moral objections. Now, this is a provision that will take effect in the summer. And it gives providers, quote, the right to not participate in non-emergency treatments that violate their conscience. It also claims, according to AP News, that it's supposed to prohibit discrimination. People are concerned, however, because they think it'll enable service providers to discriminate against patients, including LGBTQ people. So it's called a refusal law, even though it's called a conscience law, and they think they are dangerous for women. They think such measures permit a broad range of individual institutions, including hospitals, healthcare providers, pharmacists, employers, and insurers, to refuse to provide paid counsel or even refer for medical treatment. And they think the new law is going to face a challenge in court. Now, this is interesting. Okay, so me being a physician, I have never been forced to do something that I wasn't comfortable with. Now, is there any procedure I would be uncomfortable with? Well, any procedure I haven't been trained to do, yeah. Which is why I've never been forced to. I mean, if I don't know how to perform a lobotomy, I'm not going to be asked to do that. I've never performed a lobectomy, taken a lung, you know, a whole lung lobe out. I'm not going to be asked to do that. But to get a little more specific, abortions. Do I know how to perform an abortion? I don't. Why not? I trained as a family doctor. Well, it really wasn't offered, except one day they had a track where those who wanted to perform abortions could at least start to learn about them. Most of my classmates didn't. Many of my classmates were pro-choice. They didn't want to learn that. They were like, no, I still think the baby's a life. I'm pro-choice, but I still think the baby's a life, a lot of my colleagues had said. And me, I knew I wasn't going to be ever performing one going into family medicine, so I never learned how to do it. So I've never been asked to do anything I didn't feel comfortable doing. So to me, this is a very relevant. So who is it relevant to? Well, there are some people that aren't open to birth control. Maybe in their religion, birth control is not acceptable. So they may not prescribe birth control. Well, those doctors, some of them would not tell patients. Patients would come in there, expected a birth control. This was rare. Doctor's like, sorry, I don't do it. They're like, can I get my money back? Here, I think those doctors should put a sign up saying, look, we don't write birth control here. You know, like an IUD. Some people don't like an IUD because they think it's abortive. Because rather than preventing the pregnancy, even though technically if they're progesterone, they can prevent the actual fertilization. But some people think that the IUD is more abortive because once the fertilized egg comes down the fallopian tube, lands in the uterus, the IUD makes it inhospitable for that fertilized egg to grow. So there are some doctors that go, look, I just don't do IUDs. Me, I wasn't trained in putting in an IUD so much. I pulled out IUDs, so I did that, but I didn't really put a lot of IUDs in because I really wasn't, you know, trained in that. It's easy, but most doctors, if you're not trained in something, you know, and you can choose what you're trained in, it's kind of it's a no-brainer. You don't pretend like you're an expert in something and you refer them out. But what about those patients that are LGBTQ? Are there doctors out there that are not helping somebody based on their religious beliefs? I don't believe so. I mean, I took care of Nazis. They were, when I was an ER doc, there was somebody with a big swastika on his chest. I took care of it. I had a patient see me in my practice, and I'm so glad I found you, Dr. Dahlia, because I'm so sick of Jewish doctors. And I told her, but I'm Jewish. You know, and she, I treated her nice. It's okay. You know, listen, you know, you have a right to your opinion. Treated her nice, whatever. She never came back because she was embarrassed. But I told her, look, I'd love to see you back. You know, it's okay. I understand that there are people out there with biases, but as a doctor, we overcome if we did have a bias. I'm sorry, I don't like Nazis. You know, we don't care if you're illegal, legal, what race, what religion. Well, you're a human body, and we're here to take care of you. So I don't see how there would be physicians that would dedicate their lives and dedicate their training and then turn away somebody. Now, there is a huge scarcity of doctors that can manage transgender transformations, the hormonal transformations and the surgery. Now, I never trained in that. We didn't have that as an option to train in. And so if I did have a patient that needed to have the hormones managed, I would send them to an endocrinologist. Not because I disagree with it. I don't. If this is what you want to do, this is what you want to do. It's just I don't know how to properly manage the hormones and make sure you don't get blood clots or any of the other side effects that you could get. So I would refer them out. Now, I'm not sure why this became an issue where there had to be a law. Were there people where doctors are saying, look, I know how to do it, I'm not going to do it. Well, then that doctor loses business. I mean, is it because we don't have enough doctors that can manage that care? And so they need to recruit people, and there are doctors saying, look, I don't know how to do it, or I don't want to do it. I'm not sure where this came from, because doctors are not supposed to turn away people. And if, let's say, a doctor is a bigot, well, they lose business. I mean, once word gets out somebody's a bigot, they're pretty much shunned. So I'm not sure what's happening. They say a doctor refusing to maintain hormone treatments for a trans patient who needed inpatient care for an infection. These were scenarios. Pharmacies refusing to fill prescriptions. Oops. Pharmacies refusing to fill prescriptions for birth control and antiretrovirals to treat HIV infection. Now, that's a problem. If you're a pharmacy and you're licensed to give a medication out, then isn't that your job? Where do people go? But if somebody that worked for, let's say, Walgreens or CVS, I don't know if that would be an issue. Somebody with their own family pharmacy, then maybe. But a doctor refusing to maintain hormone treatments. You see, if somebody came to me saying, I need you to write refills of all this, I would, even managing people's testosterone in general. I have trouble managing their testosterone because I need to be able to watch the prostate and make sure I'm not, it takes a care. And if I'm comfortable doing that, I'll do it. If I'm not comfortable, then I'll refer you. So, a doctor refusing because they just don't want to, when they know how to do the care. So my guess is there's going to have to be a specialty of people who manage the hormonal trans management, because I don't think there's a lot of doctors out there that are comfortable with it in terms of their experience. But, can you force a doctor to perform an abortion when he doesn't want to? No, you can't. If it's going to save the life of the mother, then, but most doctors will do what it needs to take to save the patient. But somebody coming in for an elective abortion, no, I don't think there's a lot of doctors out there that would do that. And then there are a lot of doctors that will. They say, come here, I'll perform the abortion. So I'm very interested to see what other cases are going on where patients are not being able to seek the care they need. 1-877, Dr. Sullivan, don't go away.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.